Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
What happens when you really give yourself space to pause without guilt, without pressure, and without trying to fill every moment with doing? You get clarity, peace, and a reminder of who you are and why you do what you do. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, mom of two and practicing board certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Listening here is a great way to get prepared, but you don't have to stop when the episode ends. The Birth with Power Brief is my free weekly newsletter that thousands of moms-to-be already trust. Think of it as the podcast companion guide with bite-sized tips and encouragement delivered straight to your inbox. Join in at drnicolerankins.com/email. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad you're spending some time with me today. So yes, I am back and I am delighted to be back. If you've been listening for a while, you know I took the summer off, like all the way off. And I gotta tell you, it was exactly what I needed, a chance to slow down, reset, recharge, and just breathe, really. Now, this isn't the first break I've taken from the podcast and social media this year. Earlier in the year, I stepped away, but that break was different. I wasn't recording or posting, but I was still pretty deep in work mode. I was doing a business development program, trying to map out next steps, thinking about what I want to do with this work. So that break wasn't really a break. But this time, this summer, I actually slowed down. Very little social media, almost no TV, way more quiet. And I spent time with my family. I sent my firstborn off to college. More to come on that in the next episode. And let me tell you, it is amazing what happens when you create space for your mind and your spirit to settle. But as much as I appreciate the break, I also missed this. I missed you, this work, this space, because this is not just what I do. It is what I am called to do. And now I'm back with more peace, more clarity, and more joy. So today, I want to share a few reflections from this break. Five things I learned, or maybe you could even say relearned, that I hope resonate with you too. Okay, number one, I will never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never regret taking time off for my family. Listen, the to-do list will always be there, but being present for my daughters this summer, that is time that I can never get back, and I would not trade that for anything. This summer, I took them to see Beyonce in Atlanta. That was iconic. My younger daughter and I went to see Leve. Yes, we love a nice jazz pop concert. We went adventure climbing. I went dorm decorating shopping. My daughter actually wanted me to go with her to do dorm decorating shopping. And I wasn't worried about recording, posting, or editing anything. I was just there in the moment, fully present, and it truly, truly was wonderful. Number two, It is a lot easier to hear divine guidance when you make space and time to receive it. One of the biggest things I realized during this break is that guidance from God needs space to land. Sometimes we say we want clarity, but we don't give ourselves the space to hear it. We're moving, scrolling, planning, and then wonder why our minds feel cluttered and our spirits feel off. When you are doing all the things, you cannot hear what messages are trying to come through to you. But when I got quiet, and I mean like really quiet, things just started pouring in. When you slow down, when you sit in stillness and listen, the knowing that comes with that is really magical. It's transformational, it's comforting, and it's the kind of clarity that comes with real, true peace. Pregnancy is overwhelming enough. You don't need to second guess your prenatal too. That's why I love Rituals Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. Here's what sets it apart. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal actually backed by its own human clinical trial. In that study, Rituals Prenatal was shown to help deliver key nutrients like folate, biotin, and vitamin D, and moms even had lower overall cortisol levels during pregnancy compared to those taking another leading prenatal. And as an OBGYN, I can tell you most prenatals aren't clinically tested at all. With Ritual, every ingredient is science-backed, traceable, and designed for absorption. That's the kind of peace of mind every pregnant woman deserves. Don't settle for less than evidence-based support. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off your first month. All right, number three, birth with power is rooted in values, and I reconnected to those values. This break really reminded me of why I do what I do, and it brought me back to the core values behind Birth with Power. Number one, unequivocally, is service. My work is about serving you with real, evidence-based, respectful information that honors your intelligence and your power. No fear-mongering, just truth, and always done with integrity. My second value is authenticity. Listen, I'm gonna be me. I'm direct, I'm bold, I keep it real. What you see is what you get. I don't do performative, I don't really do trendy. Not that there's anything wrong with trendy. Lord knows I laugh at all that stuff on TikTok. But doing those trendy things generally is not me. Or maybe sometimes I might decide I want to do something trendy. The point is that I'm going to always be who I'm going to be, who I want to be, and not what anyone else says that I should be. And the number three is keep it simple. There is a tremendous amount of noise out there. So the value of keeping it simple is so important. There's so many opinions, so many shoulds, quite a bit of misinformation and straight up lies out there. I'm here to cut through all that, focus on what actually works, what actually matters for you. That's what I'm bringing you: clear, focused, doable guidance that helps you birth with power. Okay, the fourth lesson that I learned during this break is I am what I teach: calm, confident, and powerful. I tell you all the time that you can have a calm, confident, and empowered hospital birth. Well, I had to remind myself that the reason that I can teach you that is because I am calm, I am confident, and I am powerful. I had to tap back into that and remember that I can trust myself. I can step back without guilt. I can return in joy. That is what reclaiming your power looks like. I am not just a teacher of this work, I am this work. And that's why I can stand behind it so fully and so completely. And then the fifth lesson that I learned on this break is I feel better, so much better with less social media. Listen, I feel great when I am not consistently or constantly on social media. My mind is clearer. My spirit is lighter. Social media isn't really what it used to be. It used to have better opportunities for connection. You could learn from different voices, see new perspectives, but now a lot of social media, let's be honest, is just a hot mess express. What gets attention isn't the best or most helpful content. What gets attention is the most polarizing content. And the algorithms feed you more of what you already think or believe. So it's very much become an echo chamber. So moving forward, I am going to be much more intentional with how I show up on social media. I actually deleted all social media apps off of my main phone and now use an old phone for social media that I don't keep with me all the time. And don't get me wrong, social media is still a very valuable tool for sharing information and sharing my unique experiences as an OBGYN who's been in practice for over 20 years. So I will still be around for sure, but I will be around in a way that serves you and protects my peace. Okay, that is it for the five things I learned during my break. But before we wrap up, I have a big announcement that I've been dying to share. I can finally and confidently say that the Birth with Power Pathway, my fully updated childbirth education class, will be ready in November. I know I have been saying that this course was almost ready or going to be ready for months. And honestly, I'm really embarrassed that it has taken so long. But I just severely underestimated how long it would take to get this thing right, especially while also being a full-time OBGYN, mom, wife, daughter, all the things. But I took my time. I rewrote the entire course and it's better, it's deeper, it's more aligned, and it is happening and it's going to be so, 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 so good. Now, if you're on my email list, you'll be the first to get access plus a special little launch bonus. So make sure you're on my email list at drnicolerankins.com/email. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening today. If this episode helped you, share it with a friend, hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And remember, these Thursday episodes are just for subscribers. And if we're not connected yet, come follow me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. My DMs are wide open and I really, truly, honestly love hearing from you. Now, do me that one last favor and come on back next week. And remember to trust your power and take charge of your birth.